with Chris Cruz.
Too real.
Too real.
Yeah, Chris. Welcome. We're about to sample some of this jalapeno infused tequila. You ready?
All right. We're about to sample.
We have no like something sweet.
Wait.
I snuck a little sip. So
are we doing shots?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right. Cheers.
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 Thank you.
into the mix. Are you ready? So, we're here tonight. We have a very special guest. His name is Chris Cruz.
Hello, hello.
He's wearing a fabulous all-black outfit in the basement of the public school. Marshmallow on top. Some leather elbow patches. What do we have on bottom here? You're having an outfit rundown.
They're just jeans, black jeans.
But your black jeans. They're from Dior.
They're Sheen. Like a snake skin.
They're from Dior.
They're from Acne.
They're from Dior, Eddie Sliman, not Chris Van Ash. Alright, so yeah, so this is the two real fashion. Okay, so welcome.
Thanks, man.
And can you tell us what did you do today?
Today, I hung out with my buddy. Actually, he's this guy who does ceramics, and he also builds like wooden furniture and wooden various things. And I talked with him a couple weeks ago about putting together a box for my mixer. I have a rack mounted mixer.
What kind of mixer do you have?
It's this old Bozek rotary mixer from like the 70s that I found. It was totally like bent out of shape. Yeah, stereo coming. Yeah, and you know, like the cards inside were like dislodged and like bent. And so I worked with this like sound guy. I got it for like dirt cheap, and then like we just like kind of nursed it back to health. Anyway, so like I just had them stacked on top of each other, and I was like, I've seen these beautiful wooden boxes. So we went and got some like mahogany, and he designed them. And like
you got your slick DJ mixer case.
It's heavy, it's bulky, but I think it's really pretty. It's not really built to travel, but
it's for the home booth, right?
Yeah.
How did you get interested in the Bozek mixer? What led you to acquiring?
Well, I read about it. I mean, a good question. I saw a lot of, you know, my heroes playing on them. I read about a lot of my heroes playing on them. Like,
and who are your heroes?
Well, like Larry Levan. Like, I mean, he played on like a Yurt, but he played on like, you know, like rotary mixers. You know, like Richard Long designed the sound system for the Paris Garage. Like, I'm like reading about this stuff, like devouring it because it's so cool, and like it makes a difference. Like, it makes a difference to have, you know, a clean path. You know, I guess I'm not a sound engineer, but like, you know, it makes a difference to feel what like the record feels like when you're out trying to like dance. Like, that's, I like to dance, and like I just want to know all the parts that came together to like make me lose my, you know, go off my face.
For those who don't know, the Bozek mixer is a very early DJ mixer, one of the first commercially available mixers that had a function that allowed you to cue what you want to play before you actually send it out to the main sound system, and that's what you need in order to beat match one record with another. And the Bozek and the Yuri were two of the earliest commercially available mixers that had that function. And as Chris said, Larry Levan at the Paradise Garage was known for using this rotary faders. I was talking to my dad a few months ago, who was a radio DJ in the early 60s, and he said that, through the 70s, and he said that he didn't see a mixer with sliders until the 70s, you know, like really, you know, like late 70s or something for the first time. So.
And it's, I mean, that's awesome for like rap, kind of like, you know, like hip, like breaks and like, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. It's just a different style. These have like a lot of resistance. Yeah, so you have like, it's about creating a smooth transition. And
how did you find the Bozek?
I just had a bunch of feelers out, and one showed up, and I called this guy like immediately and got it.
And was it like did he know what he had?
Kind of, but like, I don't know. It was just like, didn't, you know, like the patience to like mess with it. And, I don't know. It's a little.
So how did you get interested in DJing this type of music, like
for real, you know?
For real.
I was in New York. I went to this party with my friends at this place in Bushwick, and I heard this guy Justin Vandervolden. Do you know who that is? He used to be in a band called Chick Chick Chick, which I was like a fan of. Like, I mean, I was like a kid, and he played bass in it, and he was DJing with this guy John Pugh, who did like a lot of like random kind of jobs in the band, and they were DJing, and like, I just never heard. I was like super young. It's like I never heard music that sounded old and new like at the same time, and it was like classic songs that still sound good today. And so I like just bugged him and asked him like all these questions. He was still in the band, and he's since left and like become a producer on his own right and an incredible DJ. And he was the one who was like, you live in LA, right? Like, you should check out this guy Harvey. And so he's like, he does these sarcastic
DJ Harvey.
DJ Harvey. And so I went to like those parties like starting in 2005 or something.
Oh, cool.
Like, it was like instantly swept. I knew no, like, zero songs. Like, that. Like, I knew none of the songs, but they all sounded like familiar and easy to like dance to. Like, I don't know. I was totally swept up in it, like, immediately.
How would
God,
you
sound like such a fanboy? You're really getting
no,
into it. Really,
no, it's fine. It's
you're
fine.
You're really
this is,
digging
yeah,
into
it. Yeah, no, we're taking
fandom.
It all off right now.
Okay.
We only have a few minutes left, but one of the things that I wanted to ask is how would you describe your musical taste as a DJ?
Purple?
Can you elaborate anymore? Does that have purple? Is that a gay thing?
No.
Is that some kind of gay thing?
You like gay things? I like gay music.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
And how does that relate to your DJing?
I mean, it takes all kinds. But I like gay music played for gay people by gay people. I like that.
It's too real, except for Mac.
Well, you know, there's a lot of, you know,
yeah,
there's
you
a lot of fans.
You have to make some exceptions.
There's a lot of straight people playing gay music.
For straight people.
For straight people to impress their girlfriends.
Yeah, but only but only Max K plays gay music for gay people.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend gets pissed. let's see, how should we wrap this up? What Max doesn't know Chris that well. What would you like to know about Chris?
Chris, tell us about your Yuri too. You have a Bozak and a Yuri, so you have an obsession with Rotary mixers.
Well, the Yuri was the first thing because I was at this like store, and they said they had a special order that this guy, I think it's Marquez Wyatt. Is that, yeah, anyway, he had put
yeah,
in a
Mark,
special
yeah,
order.
Marcus Wyatt, yeah.
He had put in a special order for it and decided he didn't want it at the last minute, so they had it on their hands and they were trying to unload it. And it was
this
really...
This was the reissued Yuri.
The reissued.
The 1620 LE.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, that's a good price, so I went for
so
it.
So you just had to have...
But then I found
two
the...
two DJ
the,
boots in your house.
Well, I found the Bozak like 8 months later. I do.
Oh, what kind of isolator do you have?
Well, I was a sucker and went for the Bozak one.
Uh-huh.
But apparently that was like purchased, kind of like JBL purchased or Soundcraft purchased.
It's like a rebadged or not
Yuri.
Rebadged, but it's a just
kind of,
not,
yeah,
not
yeah.
A, not
so that's what I have on there because I don't have like unlimited funds. But,
why not?
Good question.
If you could have any isolator EQ, what would it be?
Well, there's this guy that worked with me with the Bozak, and he had invented his own, and he let me use it for a bit, and then he wanted it back. It was really sexy.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
How much does that cost?
Describe it to us.
Three knobs. Three knobs.
That's so hot.
It's so three? The hottest three knobs ever. They're just big fat knobs.
Not six.
Just three fat knobs.
How? All right, I think that's a good what cadence? I can't be on the radio. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Chris. A blast.
It's been wonderful hearing your selections. Solomon is furiously preparing a tape.
Shout out to Chris Cruz. Thanks for DJing.
Hey, thanks guys. Thanks. Wait, do you go as too real or too true? Like when you're together.
No, too true is our party. Too real is our name. Damn. And too true is also the name of this radio show, for a reason that is very
non sequitur.
I just want to thank Too Real for having me on Too True tonight. I'm looking forward to the next Too True.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you there. Yeah.
Cool.
Are you ready? guest list. Cool. $5 off, man.
Sweet. Anyone who tweets at us gets guest list for the next Too True.
Let's see how that goes.
How are you going to get unlimited funds if you keep doing this $5 off?
Yeah, you can't.
It's for the people.
Yeah, you can't make any money DJing. Unless you're DJ Harvey. All right. Stay tuned for the talking show.
Awesome.